Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
106.5, The End.
It's the wake up call.
It is the dirty little secret on the wake up call on 106.5, The End. We are talking to Anna this morning. That's not her real name. This obviously is not her real voice. Good morning, Anna.
Hi, good morning.
Your dirty little secret is not about something that you are doing. It is that you know somebody else is doing something really bad, and you are very conflicted about what to do about it, right?
Yeah. So my sister has been stealing money for years from our grandmother. And I just figured out that it was her. And I'm thinking about reporting her to the authorities, which I really don't want to do. But she has put me in a really difficult position.
So if you missed any of that, you found out that your sister is stealing money from your grandmother, and you don't know if you should turn her in or not. Okay, so first question, obviously, have you talked to her about it? And if no, why?
I tried to talk to her about it, and she just started completely lying. So I realized that was definitely not going to work.
Now, does your grandmother know?
She didn't know somebody stealing from her, but she has no idea who it is.
Why? Okay. So how old is your grandmother?
86.
Okay. So I was going to ask, like, is your sister somebody that has been in trouble with the law in the past? Somebody that right. is...
Does she have a checkered past?
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, she has a job. She has a family. She has kids. That's the part that's, like, really killing me. So I don't know if something's going on with her, you know, and her husband or her work, but, like, surface level, everything seems fine.
So are we saying she's just, like, a typical suburban mom that is also, like, laundering money?
Yeah, like she is.
Well, is she laundering?
Well, I guess she's not
she's
laundering.
Just
she's just flat out stealing.
So she has access to what, transfer money to her own account, or does she like forge a check or what?
I don't know exactly how she's doing it. I just saw some documents at her house and then at my grandmother's, and I figured it out.
Because if it's something that you can figure out, then yeah, then there's really it's an open and shut case of stealing money from somebody.
Mm-hmm. Should you ask your grandmother what she wants?
Honestly, I mean, the fact that she's able to steal, like my grandmother's just getting older and I don't want to stress her out. And I feel like she's not all with it. So I don't even think she's really going to understand what I'm saying.
Okay.
So if you're just joining us, it's the dirty little secret. We're talking to Anna. It's not her real name. She found out that her sister is stealing quite a bit of money from their grandmother. And she's conflicted about what to do about it. We haven't even gotten into this part. So what would the fallout be if you did turn your sister in?
Oh, I mean, I'm sure she'd never talk to me again.
Well, of course she'd never talk to you again, but would you want to talk to her again?
I mean, not really. I mean, it's very hard for me even right now to pretend like everything's fine, which right. I've been doing. I don't think she knows that I know, but...
How would your parents react if you turned her in? What are your thoughts? Or maybe if you
great
didn't
question.
Answer that
I mean,
part. And then also, what if you went to your parents? How would they react without turning her in, but you turned her into your parents?
I don't know. She's kind of always been like the golden child that can do no wrong. So I feel like they wouldn't even believe me.
Oh, that's terrible.
Oh, man. But okay, so they wouldn't believe you if you just talked to them.
Well,
so, but if you went to the police.
So, right, then so you really run the risk of alienating yourself from your parents as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just trying to protect my grandmother.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I would do the same.
I mean, this is tough. I get it. Like, I totally understand. As a codependent person, I understand the whole concept of go along to get along.
If somebody was doing that, even if it was one of my brothers to my Grandma Rita, I would be very tempted to turn them in.
Yeah. Oh, sure. But like if it ripped the family apart, Okay.
My feeling would be I didn't rip the family apart. My sister ripped the family apart. Her actions are what got us here.
Her actions are what got you there. And then you would make the decision to then escalate it by doing the right thing. By doing the right thing.
But had she not done the wrong thing, again, chicken and egg.
But you could have made, it's a chicken and egg. But to say, well, I'm doing the right thing. Yeah, but everything has ramifications, including that. So I get what you're saying. I'm not sure that I would turn my brother in if I found something like that out. But boy, would I get mad at him. And I'd have a lot of words with him. But as far as doing the right thing, I don't know. So anyway, dirty little secret, we've run ashore. If you do make a decision on this, we would love to find out what it is, though.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know what to do.
Yeah. All right.
Good luck.
Well, good luck out there. It's 106.5 The End.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't. And you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.